It's Monday, February 5th, 2024, and here's the latest from the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. A pedestrian struck and killed by a pickup last week near Hudson. The 15-year-old accused killer of Lily Peters appeals a decision for his case to be tried in adult court. There are some changes to your income tax's standard deduction this year, and applicants are still sought for a new Rusk County district attorney. Good morning, I'm News Editor Carl Cooley for the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. Here's our top story. A man walking down the road was struck and killed Wednesday evening near Hudson. The St. Croix County Sheriff's Office said 39-year-old Jason J. Asp was walking on County Highway N near Baker Road east of Hudson around 5:45 p.m. on Wednesday. He was struck by a westbound Dodge Ram pickup driven by 19-year-old Krista E. Glodowski of Hudson. Aid was given to Asp but was pronounced deceased at the hospital. The crash was under investigation. The defense is appealing a ruling that kept in adult court the case of a 15-year-old Wisconsin boy accused of killing a 10-year-old girl after luring her into the woods. Defense attorney Michael Cohen has filed an appeal of the January 22nd decision in the case of the boy identified only as CPB, who was accused in the April 24th, 2022 slaying of 10-year-old Ileana Lily Peters. The Eau Claire Leader-Telegram reports Cohen filed the 13-page appeal in the Chippewa County Circuit Court asking the Wisconsin Court of Appeals to review the matter. CPB, who will turn 16 in March, is charged with first-degree intentional homicide and two counts of first-degree sexual assault. There's some changes on your 2023 taxes that weren't there last year. IRS spokesman Christopher Miller says the standard deduction is higher this year.
The standard deduction for tax year 2023 increased $900 for single people. It increased $1,400 for people filing as head of household, and it increased $1,800 for married people filing jointly.
Miller says the earned income tax credit for children also went up. You can find out more and find links to file your taxes online at irs.gov. Applicants are still sought for Rusk County District Attorney. Governor Tony Evers' office said last week they will accept applications on a rolling basis until the vacancy is filled. Current District Attorney Ellen Anderson is resigning effective February 9th. If an applicant is selected, they will serve out the term through January 2025. Visit the governor's website, evers.wi.gov, for more information on how to apply. The Wisconsin Supreme Court on Friday agreed to hear Democratic Governor Tony Evers' lawsuit against the Republican-controlled legislature, arguing that it is obstructing basic government functions. The court's liberal majority agreed to hear the case, with the three conservative justices dissenting. It set oral arguments for April 17th. The court only agreed to hear one of the three issues Evers brought forward in the complaint. The issue relates to the legislature's Republican-controlled budget committee blocking funding for state conservation programs. Evers argued in the lawsuit that committees controlled by a few Republican lawmakers are being used by the legislature to, quote, reach far beyond its proper zone of constitutional lawmaking authority, end quote. Due to last week's and this week's warm temperatures, the Department of Transportation and County Highway Departments have reinstated vehicle weight limits. Winter frost allows for high gross weight vehicles to use roads without damaging pavement, but that frost is now thawing. Barron, Burnett, Chippewa, Dunn, Polk, Rusk, Sawyer, and Washburn counties issued temporary weight restrictions last week. Visit your county's website or highway department's website for more information for roads and weight limit restrictions. That's the latest from the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. I'm Carl Cooley. Have a great Monday.